The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Okay, girl. Now, you know, back when we were in college, you didn't do any of this. Okay. I did, because I'm the crazy friend. I was in the bushes. I was stalking the dudes. I was, you know, sneaking up on them. I mean, I would have you like rolling the car for me.
I remember some real detailed stories about some of them dates.
Yes. So I thought, you know, as a 51-year-old woman, that my stalking days was over. They just kicking in the high gear because now my son Andrew is driving.
He driving. Girl, you made it. Let's go ahead and get you one of them AirPod things. Throw that in the car so you know where he at. Where they got the little trackers that
the little car that you travel with.
My daughter put one on her little dog in case somebody steal it, I guess. But you know that she know where that dog at every minute.
Girl, so my stalker tendencies have absolutely kicked in. Uh-huh. And I didn't realize that they would, but like he was like, I was like, where you going? He's like, I'm going to the park with my girlfriend. I said, oh, okay. You know, and so I just threw all the look his in the car. We just happened to go to the park.
So he took your car or you got him?
He got him a little old piece of car, girl.
No, we didn't talk about him getting that car. We talked about what you was doing to make sure he got the right car.
Let me back up. You know, girl, the Lord is answering his little funky ass teenage prayers because he had 35 little old stinky ass $100. Okay.
And that was money. He was working two, three jobs, girl.
But I wasn't going to put nothing with it because I found out that he was buying these $400 tennis shoes. So when it came time to get a car, the one he wanted, he was asking me to put money with it. And I just happened to look down at his feet. And I said, son, how much did you pay for them shoes? Because he said it like it wasn't nothing. $450. I said, what do you mean
$450 for a pair of tennis shoes?
So I went in his room. I said, now, how much are these shoes? $225. How much are these shoes? $275. I said, there go your down payment.
Yes.
There go your money right there for the car that you want. So I can't give you anything because you don't spend it on shoes.
But I am team Andrew. He has been there. He been there for you, taking care of brothers and sisters.
That's true.
Okay, so I went Tamron Hall on that one. I'm team Andrew.
I'm very surprised that she didn't call up here because you know anytime.
Andrew a phone and get Andrew a car.
You know, girl, that's the last thing she said when we were on her show. She was like, Andrew, how you getting to work? He was like, on the bike. She was like, it's time for Andrew to get a car. And I was like, that's it. We done. No more Tamron Hall. She think it's real funny to start foolishness at my
house. You know, that's some Texas stuff. You over there in Minnesota. You know we get our kids a car.
I know, but the one he wanted, see, that was one he could afford and one he wanted. The one he could afford, he didn't want. The one he wanted, he couldn't afford. And I said, I'm not going to give you nothing because you did not use the money that you had wise, you know, spent. I don't even have $450 shoes. So, girl, he came to me one day. He was hooping and hollering and crying about how he don't understand why we won't give him no money. And I said, why don't you just pray about it? And ask the Lord to do it for you. Baby, you know, Jesus came right on through for his little raggedy ass. Girl, this boy, this dealership called the house and said they heard me on the radio talking about Andrew. They listened to the podcast and they want to give Andrew
What?
A discount on a car. They gave Andrew an Audi. A car worth $12,000. They gave it to Andrew for $3,500.
You are freaking kidding me.
Tina, I'm not kidding you. They gave, and I'm not talking about, $3,500 with taxes and stuff. I'm talking about $3,500 total. So it was less than that. So they didn't even probably
get tax title license, all that.
Title license, all maxed out at $3,500 because they heard us saying that all he had was $3,500. Remember we talked about that?
You were sure. So they was listening to our podcast where we were talking about how he was almost got duped by that dude that called.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Feel bad for him. And so they, Luther Auto called the house and was like, we would like to give Andrew the VIP treatment. And when Andrew went, he got an Audi. Girl, Andrew walk around here with a car better than his mom and daddy. And the Lord blessed him with that car. That girl worth 12. Girl, we looked at it on their website. That car was $12,000.
Girl, we for Luther Auto. We gonna say that all over the girl. Look, Luther Auto. I might need to go get a car for my nephew. Luther Auto.
Baby, and wait, look, after he bought the car from Luther Auto, White Bear Mitsubishi called. They wanted to give him a car. And I ain't talking about nothing down, nothing at all. They said, all you have to pay for, we're going to give you a lease, a 2-year lease. He don't got to pay no notes, no down payment. All he had to do is pay for his gas and insurance, but we had already got the other car.
Now listen, we'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first,
you started your business with an idea and a plan for the future, a plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Here comes the sun. We all know that solar power can be a big part of the solution for our energy needs. Solar power is clean, renewable, and best of all, that sunshine is cheap and plentiful. Sure, it sounds great to have solar energy added to the mix, but how are you going to do that? The answer is easier than you think. The answer is community solar. Community solar lets you join a solar farm that produces energy on your behalf. Electricity is produced by your solar farm and goes out to your local power grid. That allows you as a community solar member to remain with Xcel as your utility and earn solar credits, reducing your normal bill. You save big on electricity while you save the environment. And you can do your part to support clean energy without installing solar panels on your roof. That's right. There's no home visits, no equipment, new equipment, construction, or maintenance. You don't even need to own your home or be a member of a solar power. You don't even need to own your home to be a member of a solar farm. Renters can enroll and save too. Right now, if you go to mycleanchoice.com/Shaletta, you can get a $100 Visa gift card when you successfully enroll and are placed on a farm. Check it out. You can sign up for your membership in 3 minutes flat. Shaletta listeners, get going with Community Solar and get that $100 Visa gift card. Once again, your first step is to go to mycleanchoice.com/Shaletta.
Remember how excited those kids were when they got their new gaming consoles? Kind of like how excited I was when I got that new desktop computer. But now, those electronics are old, just gathering dust and taking up space. But I know I don't want it to be taking up space in a landfill. Old electronics commonly contain toxic metals like lead, mercury, and cadmium, and that can contaminate the environment. Did you know that Ramsey County now offers electronic waste disposal through a partnership with Repowered in St. Paul? Dated electronics can be recycled or refurbished and kept out of our waste stream. And even better, it's free for Ramsey County residents. So collect up all your unwanted phones, TVs, VCRs, keyboards, printers, and other electronics that you have stuffed in your closet, basement, or garage. They can be recycled or refurbished and kept out of our waste stream. And don't worry, all the data will be physically destroyed or electronically wiped. To find out more about this new electronics recycling service, go to ramseycounty.us/electronics. That's ramseycounty.us/electronics. Remember, recycling is for everyone.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our
I said, how the mom gonna ask him? He don't even tithe. Look at me getting mad.
He don't even tithe.
He don't even tithe.
But he better start tithing now, because he gonna need gas. He gonna need date money. He gonna...
Girl, I mean, girl, when I tell you this little old thing done messed around and got blessed.
But I'm so happy. I am really, really happy for Andrew, because you know what? We always said Andrew has been that son, you know, from the beginning, knowing that he had to take care of his brothers and sisters. And he was there for mama. You know, I think when he got in them teenage years, like all boys do, it's kind of like, when is it gonna be my time? And I think he waited his time. And it's his time, though, Shaletta. Come on now.
Girl, I just know that he is whooping my ass. Girl, I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
You old, and girl. You are old.
I know. I'm old with single-digit age children. Why wasn't I having my babies when y'all was having... Everybody had their babies.
You was on that career. You was on the career track, girl. But I'm telling you, you know, I you tired, but you know what? You just keep on pressing. You know, we always here for you. You got, you know, family and friends.
That's
and,
true. That's true, girl.
You know, but just think about it. I remember I told you on that podcast, enjoy that journey, because right now, Andrew, this is his senior year. That's it. He's going to go off to college and he's going to take everything you didn't taught him and he just gone. You know, you'd be lucky if you see him for Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, and because he ain't coming back home.
That's why my stalker tendencies done kicked in. So now that he got his little old piece of car, you know, I'm like trying to find out where he is, and I just happen to show up, you know, with the kids. So he was at the park with his little girlfriend, and I asked the little kids, I said, y'all want to go to the park? I was like, yeah, let's go. And so, girl, Andrew at the park trying to have
him shake you. He is going to learn to shake you real easily, because he going to tell you where he at. He going to go there for a second at the other location where he was really intending to be. Let me tell you, Shaletta, I'm telling you, prepare yourself right now. This is the college experience. This is what college is going to you. He's not going to call you every day. He's not going to, you know, call you every morning. You know, you can't, you're going to have to get used to this. Give a little rope.
You're going to make me cry. I don't want to hear this. He's supposed to call me every day and let me know what he doing, what he eating, where he going, what he got on.
Girl, that lasted about 2 weeks. And after that, he was like, Mom, I got stuff to do. I know my son was like, Mom, I got stuff to do. I can't call you and talk to you on the phone every day. I was like, you can't? Yeah. Good. He said, you have to follow me. He told me, you're going to have to follow me on Snapchat. I was like, I'm not on Snapchat.
Girl.
And because I still had my daughter, that's the only way I knew what was going on during his college, because he Snapchat. You know, them kids, they are tied to that social media.
They
Snapchat all day, every day. They got all kind of this, that, and whatever. And that's how you're going to be. You're going to follow him. You're either going to get on Snapchat, create you some secret profile, because you ain't going to like what he's doing.
Right,
or... You're going to have to get Brandon. So we're going to get Brandon the Snapchat.
That's it.
Get Brandon the Snapchat. Brandon don't need to see the Snapchat, but it's going to be Brandon's Snapchat.
So right. Well, Cameron, you know, Cameron is the family reporter.
Yeah. So you don't want Cameron, because little sisters ain't the best ones.
Okay.
The sisters, they judge. What is he doing? Why is he doing that? Why he kissing that girl? You know. Not the little sister. Let Brandon take the big brother. The next, he the big brother now. When Andrew leaves.
Yeah, I'm not. You need to write a book. This is a great book. Mm-hmm. You know, to help parents whose kids are going out to college, because nobody. You know, we always talk about how to raise your kids, but to let them be adults, to let them go out to college, that's a whole nother parenting experience. And the transition and the shift is immediate. It's not like, you know, you go from a baby to a toddler to a teenager to a young adult to an adult. That shift from high school senior to adult is a week.
Yeah, it is. And when I tell you, but you know what? You've already been putting in the work. You've been taking, you know, he's, you got it. You know, he knows God. You have him in church. He, you know, you got a big board with all the goals and your things that they need to be looking forward to in life and putting it down on paper, making it plain what they want to do. You've already put in all of the steps and the footwork. So they have a path. They have a blueprint.
So as a parent, why are we scared to let them go out? Why do we still want to just hold on?
It's a scary world. That's because it's a scary world.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. You know what my family and I are doing for MEA weekend? Child, we are going on vacation. And I mean a real vacation. We will not be crisscrossing the state or the country taking my son Andrew to tour college campuses. We found the right fit for him right here in the Twin Cities. It's Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. This two-year college will put him on a path to his four-year degree. With small class sizes, he'll build personal relationships. And I like the free laptops and books. At Doherty Family College, he even gets free bus fare and free breakfast and lunch. This means he won't have to take on debt to get his education. And just think, my son, a Tommy, and me, a Tommy Mommy. So for MEA weekend, save yourself some time and travel. Do what we did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu. and set up your own tour at Doherty Family College.
Did someone you've spent time with recently come down with COVID-19? Or have you been under the weather yourself? Then it's a good idea to test for the virus. When you take the simple nasal swab test, you'll get results in just 15 minutes. And these rapid antigen tests are available for free. You take this test privately, at home, so no lab drop-off is required. Find out how your family can get your free at-home test right here in Minnesota. Go to sayyeshometest.org to learn all about it. That's sayyeshometest.org.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community. And we'll continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.